hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday version of the National Intel Report on the 1st of August, 2008. And going through the list of what it means to run full world governance. And before the break here, I was talking about, well, the debt system that they're putting in it. And some of the key words that you can hear them saying is democratization. We need to bring democracy to the world. Well, that should send up a red flag to you, because that means that you have, well, the corporations there as well, Mickey D's, and the erosion of societies, you know, the XXX movie theaters, whatever else. But more importantly, the controlling factor in the country, emerging countries or existing ones that they just need to, well, regime change in, these evil people that are supporting terrorism, they need to be brought down. Now, we could literally go back to the cradle of civilization, folks, when we talk about countries such as Iraq and Iran. Literally, the cradle of civilization. So we need to smash these to reform the new order. Because we have to have history wiped out. This is the New Deal. And as I said before the break, you need the full control of the world's money, which means full control over everyone, especially those in debt. And this is exactly what the international bankers are doing. Every government's in debt. The debt's increasing. Personal debt is widespread and increasing. Hence, almost everybody is in debt. Wasteful spending, borrowing, and debt are encouraged. Therefore, the people and governments are becoming increasingly in the bankers' control, as they pay interest, which bankers can manipulate to their will. Now, governments are forced to sell assets. What are we seeing happening in this country today? George Bush just came out with his privatization plan for the roads and the bridges. And, my God, there'll be further announcements here in this country. Well, the states just don't have money to operate. Hey, federal government's broke. So we'll be selling off more of the private heretofore actually publicly owned, paid through your tax dollars, collected by the respective state and federal governments, and we just don't have the money to operate them anymore, so therefore, they're up for sale. And along this, we're going to lose the sovereignty and place citizens in poverty to repay this debt. Now, we'll get into the banking issue of how the banking is being nationalized as well. But that is happening. Now, the conspirators are privatizing, buying and controlling government assets. And along the way, they bribe the governments with political donations. You know, let's take a look at who's feeding John McCain, who's feeding Barack Obama. Look at the people that are pulling their strings and who their power base behind them really are. Now, things that prove a trend towards one world government include rising amounts of globalization, free trade, privatization, foreign investment mergers, international organizations, debt, international problems that need an international solution, and of course we've got to have peace agreements that give false security. We'll continue with this on the other side of the break, folks.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Perhaps, and the greatest sin about this, folks, is the conspiracy to distract us from the truth. And I've been watching this for the last couple of months, especially through the major news outlets. You know, and more of this groupthink policy that we have 1,000 people showed up at a candlelight vigil. Why? A person gets shot in a community and we have 1,000 people with candlelight vigils. Why? It is a tragedy to see somebody lose their life unnecessarily. But did these 1,000 people know the individual that met an untimely death? Absolutely not. But we have to have this groupthink crying towel to decry this. This is nothing more than a mechanism to bring people together to socialize them, and not in a good way. We're not talking about an ice cream social here, but it's to socialize their thinking, that we do this in group. As long as that democracy, 51% of those people, consider the other 49% useless eaters, well, hell, we can torch them, burn them, kill them, bury them. Doesn't matter. It's for the betterment. So to distract us from the truth so that we'll lose money and property to the powerful people who corruptly monopolize the wealth and the power and gain more power over you as a result. Instead of using most of our time and money to fight the powerful by learning and sharing the truth. We're deceived into trying to keep and make more money than we really need, so that we'll lose it to the powerful. Let me ask you a question, folks. You're living in a house right now that's got too many damn rooms in it that you don't use. Do you have excess in your life right now that, you know, well, due to economic circumstance, I can no longer maintain this lifestyle, so I'll have to get rid of it? Are you going to die because of that? Or did you max yourself out to the point that somebody pulls that rug a few inches out from under you and you fall over? You have no means of visible support. And how much money did you save? And we know in the extenuating circumstances there, I'm not faulting you, but you've been given a great opportunity to buy today and purchase today what, well, you'll owe tomorrow and the day after and the day after that and the day after that. Now, the conspirators themselves, they deceive the people that making excessive money is easy and profitable, despite the fact that the majority of small businesses go bankrupt. Suitable paid work is very hard to find. If you're searching and applying for its cost and money and time, therefore the profit from these people waste and bankruptcies result. And we've had help there too, haven't we? How many businesses in this country? Do the search yourself. Go into the Walmart conspiracy. You know, I call it Wally World. But how many businesses, when these corporate box stores come into your area, how many businesses does it eliminate? Grocery stores, boom, gone. Because they have a greater purchasing power, and people, well, faced with harder economic times, will they'll shop and try to save pennies. In the news today, I just saw stories today that, well, store brands are outselling the major brands, the corporate brands. Walk into a grocery store. Every grocery store has a line of their own name, their own named brand goods. Sometimes perceived as being maybe of a lesser quality, but 99% of the time they're not. But, well, we've got to save a few pennies. You know, that's where Wally World comes in, to save the day. We sell for less, always. Well, they come in and eliminated their competition in the grocery market. How about the lawn and tractor guy that used to have that business on the corner that's no longer there? How about the hardware store? Remember the hardware stores, folks, that you could go into and had been there for 100 years, and you walk in and talk to the guy who used to run the place for the last 50 and ask him about, well, do you have this nut? Yeah, it's right over in that box over there below the door. And he knew every nut and bolt and spring and cord, twine, anything he had in that store, and he knew the correct application for it. Go into Wally World. Ask a real hard hardware question. You won't get an answer. Specialized retail outlets. Gone. Forever. And if you notice in the other box store, the home improvement stores, like Lowe's, you know, it used to be that the people that they ran out of business went to work for them. There was the old hardware guy that used to own the hardware store across the way. You could go in there and ask a question and get it answered. Try doing that today. They're gone. So therefore, the conspirators profit from people's waste and their bankruptcies. Instead of encouraging volunteer work and encouraging people to freely help and serve each other, their motto is either make excess money for yourself or spend all your time trying to find something that will make excessive money for yourself, and then you've got to have the excessive time to play with it if you have any time left over. The term make money itself is really deceptive. Unless you're a bank or a mint, it's illegal to create money. For you to gain money, it has to come from somewhere to the disadvantage of somebody else. Now, this could be from the government if you're a public servant, which is laughable, as wages from poor small business manager or charges to a poor person, or taken from a company, which causes that company to charge higher costs to poor people. But if you use your money and time for God's will, or however you want to put it, you're not guilty of disadvantaging others. Now, the conspirators have highly infiltrated the corrupt mainstream workforce, including the public service sector, which often forces people to teach and use bad practices when better methods are available. kind of reinventing the wheel. How many different ways can you make something round? Now, people are doing unnecessary work. Many jobs, products, and services are unnecessary and themselves corrupt, and hence corrupt the people who are involved with them. Now, the conspirators have shares and therefore control of many companies and organizations whose staff would be fired if they did not obey the terms of their corrupt little system. And you know what I'm talking about right here in Central Texas, all you Dell workers. Try going against the wishes of the corporation or Mike Dell and see what happens to you. By the way, also in the news today, Walmart is scared to death. They're telling people vote for John McCain because if the Democrats get in power, well, they're going to try to unionize. Walmart actually said this today, which I found just hysterical. They told their workers, well, any advantage that you have made in wages at our company would be wiped away by union fees. Folks, if you don't know somebody that worked at Wally World, or you maybe you had the pleasure of working for Wally World yourself, you know how laughable that is. How truly laughable. I mean, I've seen documentaries on the CEO of this outfit talking to his shareholders out of both sides of his mouth that we're a company of opportunity. They would fire you at any whip stitch. They'd make you work hours. They'd give you assigned tasks on short notice and told you, you know, hey, if you don't do the job, we'll just find somebody else. You would spend hours, non-pay hours, trying to achieve their objectives, and they would guilt you into saying, well, here, well, obviously you're not the person we thought you were, so therefore, you know, you either do the job or we'll find somebody that will. Literally a slave market. Literally. So all you good people at Wally World, you need to vote for John McCain. It just gets crazier. Charging money for something suppresses the material or service by restricting or deterring people from using it. Now, a very small percentage will buy something as opposed to using it for free because it is unaffordable for most of the world's population, requires carrying money or having credit cards, and waste time for bookwork and transactions. Also, it discriminates against the needy. Instead of people who can afford it, should offer to donate, even if they are not asked for the money. The powerful aim to destroy small businesses and disadvantage citizens by sending them bankrupt, sending them into the bankruptcy. Then they claim their property and then their money. Exactly what's happening today. Exactly what is happening today. The banks and the multinationals may eventually merge together and then merge with the one world government. Now, it was interesting. I had a conversation with a gentleman today, and it told me, he said, you know what? He says, I don't know if the system is going to completely crash. He said, what I see is pressure being put on other companies and corporations, driving them right to the bank of bankruptcy. And then we'll just have that convenient money-bagged person that represents another company or corporation there to absorb that other company that evidently can't do the job. And we're just going to have further consolidations, not only in business, but also in the business of the money people, banking. In countries with above average costs and wages, it's better to reduce costs because wages rise, that increase the costs themselves. Inflation, interest rates, small business bankruptcies, and unemployment. You know, this is the game that's being played with us right now. We've got to be competitive. We've got to keep running in that hamster wheel. We've got to run harder. We've got to be more competitive. Competitive against whom? Slave labor nations? That the people that are actually doing the living and the dying and the working in their communities never really seem to get ahead, paid a paltry wage just for subsistence standards, where here in this country we literally had streets made of gold. Ah, but that can't work in the global system. And they're making the necessary steps to ensure that we're brought down to basically a third world status in this country. We'll continue after this.
Are Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
As I said, the banks and the multinationals may eventually merge together and then merge with the one world government, as I call it, the unholy triad, banks, corporations, and government, who will make sure that almost no small businesses are left to bypass their system. Probably almost the only ones selling will be the multinationals, controlled by, you got it, the world government. Therefore, everybody is going to be forced to rely on a monopoly, which will have complete control over everybody. Now, in country, could you imagine that, working in a corporate world like Wally World? You know, you either do the job or we've got some slave out there. We just shot his family member last week because he didn't produce to quota, and we'll have somebody to replace you. Now, in countries with above average cost and wages, it's better, as I said, to reduce the cost, because wage, why do we need to keep paying people more? Well, you know, it's cost of living. There's inflation. Yeah, revert back to the banking. It's not inflation, it's devaluation, because everybody has to work harder. Now, the wage and the rising of the wages takes money away from small businesses and pensioners, unpaid volunteers, and careers, and people that work for almost nothing, or maybe nothing. Although trade unions are correct in some ways. You know, go back to General Motors back in the 40s. You know what they would do to their workers, how they would work them without breaks. I mean, you couldn't even go to the bathroom. Couldn't find somebody to sub on your line job so you could go to the bathroom, for gosh sakes. But the unions themselves, although being correct in some ways, they still support destructive and selfish policies that cause unemployment, destroy the poor, and destroy the economy. And I'd seen that happen within the structure of General Motors. I saw the adversarial condition between the company and the union to the point that they were protecting the workers to the point that the workers wouldn't even work. And then they would have their union representatives that you could eat up a couple hours, talk, chit-chatting with this guy in the break room, having a cup of coffee, lodging your complaint. Rather than a cooperative effort between managers and the workers, it was adversarial. I had seen this with my very own eyes, and I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Unions did have their place in the workplace with better working conditions. You know, to get that bathroom break and a full lunch break and not to be working hours at no pay. But then the unions themselves became destructive to the ends where they were protecting people, workers that didn't work. And I'd seen that with my own eyes. Instead of enabling small businesses to produce products much cheaper, the government imports identical products, they import them, to those producing locally. The importing of foreign goods, imports from multinationals, is destroying local producers and giving more power to the conspirators. This is also a spreading disease. And you're seeing that right now. How many times have you seen the news stories where the guy's got to go out of business because he can't compete? He can't compete with the store down the street that is not buying from a manufacturer, the manufactured good in this country. He's actually buying the goods from overseas, the shipping costs and everything else, but that can be produced, shipped into this country, sold at profit from a retail outlet better than he can do at his own level. And look how much businesses support cities and towns across this country. And that's the way it used to work. Competition and free trade is an advantage for the wealthy and the powerful. Now, there's a deception that we need serious competition to have fun, keep prices down, and have a large variety of goods and services. However, the opposite is happening, and powerful and corrupt companies with redundant products are taking advantage of and destroying honest innovators and small businesses with good products and services. As a result, good products are becoming suppressed. This is resulting in a smaller variety of and poor quality of goods and services. You know, I remember used to buy American, man. You bought a product that was overbuilt that would last for years. And without ever knowing any of what's going on today and the machinations behind it and the reasons happening, you know, I used to look at supposed durable goods that weren't durable at all. That, you know, my previous generation, hell, they bought something that was passed down to daddy and from granddaddy to pass down to son. Carl in Montreal. Hello, Carl.
Hey, I loved your show yesterday. I was wondering when you're going to get the guests back up again. There was a few things I wanted to say, though, regarding that. I thought it was a very interesting, you know, show, and it's well-placed, and I think it should be discussed more often.
Carl, and I don't know that I'm ever going to do another show like that, because it is one that I'm really not geared to do. Maybe somebody else on this network will do, but I find it... I did this at the request of an individual, and I don't know that I'll ever do another program like it, because what it does, and you heard the one gentleman from Indiana that called in, I mean, this guy was angry.
Yeah, I mean, people can't accept the criticism. They can't accept the fact of being wrong. But I think I totally agree with your guest. These churches are complicit. If they're not warning the people and teaching people about these evil corporations and New World Order, you know, then they're guilty for not teaching.
There's
the
problem with the organized religion, is it not? And you're either with them or you're against them. Yeah. If you're not with them, you're a blasphemer.
But I look at groups like the Mennonites and some of these other groups that are teaching the people.
Carl, different subject matter today, though, my friend. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Now, many of the conspirators, folks, and their products are deliberately made not to last. As I just mentioned, the customers will be distracted with problems and buy more products or parts. The multinationals suppress the inventions and discoveries, so the world is forced to rely on their redundant, wasteful, costly, and addictive products that bring them great profit. But what profit is it to you? Only approximately 0.1% of inventors make a living from their inventions. Patents cost money and expire. A little support for inventors means almost all revolutionary inventions, including free energy devices and natural medical cures, have been suppressed. You know, how many more years is the American Cancer Society going to be in business collecting money to find a cure for cancer? They'll never find a cure. They make too much money doing what they do. And these people control the price of energy and essential products and services despite the fact that there are much more efficient but suppressed methods available. Now, such a plan means that it's logical that the system does not support people without power or money or who have good ideas and the potential to make the world a better place. Doing so would mean a transfer of wealth and power away from the conspirators and into the hands who, that's right, the people, the way it used to be. Self-determination, innovation, energy. Yes, working for your own self-interest, but to the benefit of many others. An increasing number of people are controlled by the government as they're forced to rely on their welfare state. You know, the issue of entitlement, folks. That's right. The New Deal. What can the government do for me? Well, we got to do more for the people. We need more of your tax dollars so we can do more. Consumption taxes will only hurt the poor, increase costs, and destroy small businesses. There are too many taxes. The cost of complying with and enforcing taxation is therefore a major problem, which is draining the economy. International laws appear good, but are deceptively introduced to give the more power to the more already too powerful. If countries don't accept the condition, they're given sanctions, or their leaders are brought down. Ergo, Iraq. The sanctions right now against Iran. Did you know, folks, that on the world's oil market today, because Israel made more noises about Iran as continuing with their nuclear power, that that caused the price of oil to increase $3 today on the world markets? If you don't call that a manipulation, I don't know what is. In the meantime, they're over there trying to arrest Olmert for all the criminality he's been doing. I mean, you want a problem, get a bunch of angry Jews after you. You got a problem. And they're fixing to hang Olmert over there right now. Disarmament. Well, let me back up here for the peace agreements. And the common ties between countries have some benefit. It's better to sit down and talk than to shoot each other, isn't it? But give the world a false sense of security and tie countries together ready for a world government. And that disarmament that gives more power to the powerful and less arms for the citizens to resist them. As we've witnessed in this country, we had a 5-4 decision from the Supreme Court about the right to keep and bear arms. But watch what happens there, because world government people don't like armed citizenry because, well, just given a certain set of conditions, there might be rebellion and, well, a few of the global elite just might get shot in the process. We can't have that now, can we? Foreign aid is mostly only transferred into the hands of the rich and the powerful to gain more power and exploit the poor. Take a look at a lot of the UN food programs, folks. The stock market, here's a goodie, is overvalued and rigged. You know what the stock market should represent right now? 6,500, maybe 7,000 on the Dow Jones. Instead, it pushed past 14,000. Now we're floating. I didn't check the markets today. But it's up a couple of hundred and then down 300 or 400 and then maybe up. The true market representation should be around 6,500, 7,000 on the Dow. But we had those speculators and manipulators in there just pushing for profit. That wasn't even in many cases even real. Just sell the product, sell the sizzle, don't deliver. People are deceived in investing in banks and these multinationals. Now, a crash will give the citizens poverty or their property, and it'll drive them into the poverty, but eventually their property is going to go right back where? To the powerful. What happens in a situation as we're facing here? And Alan Greenspan, by the way, said today that, well, I think we're on the brink of a recession. He thinks we're on the brink of a recession. Not that we're in one, but we're on the brink of a recession. How many people are losing their homes right now? And I'm not talking about the subprime mortgages where they could have lent money to a cockroach and got the same result. I'm talking about people that took out mortgages, that tried to keep a handle on their jobs and their finances, but only to see their money eaten up in inflation due to the banking policies of the wonderful Fed Reserve. People that weren't afraid to work were working long hours to try and to keep what they had. And I'm not talking in excess, I'm just talking about what we would consider as a lifestyle here in this country. Not excessive, just a lifestyle. boom and bust cycles, market fluctuations, stock market crashes are deliberately caused so that people lose money to the what? To the conspirators, the manipulators. Banks create money from nothing and demand it back, together with unnecessarily high interest. They encourage waste of money so that they can profit from the interest. The Illuminists, my friends, deliberately create problems such as wars, market depressions, and other crises so they can control, confuse, and distract people, and also benefit from the interest on the money so that they lend to fund and then stop these crises. Also, it's that the world will accept their solutions, which are really only steps toward their plan of more and more control. Sources give strong proof that the conspirators have funded both sides of most of the wars in the last 200 years, including the world wars, as we talked about at the outset of this program today. Doesn't matter. Bankers are there to fund both sides. They don't care who's good, who's bad, who the good guys are or the bad guys. War is war. You fund them to buy their munitions, their materials for war. A lot of real estate gets bent up. A lot of furniture gets broken. Lives are lost. Countries go into debt. And then what? The bankers are there to loan you the money to rebuild. At interest, of course. At interest. These people have learned to even how to control weather for biological warfare. The conspirators mix truth with evil to slowly seduce the masses into their hands like pawns in a game. Many people are helping and working for the conspirators without even knowing it. People even have unintentionally deceive their family members. How many people of you out there have tried to do this? Tried to tell your family about the banking, about provable conspiracy, open and in everybody's face, and they carry it around with them every single day. But when you try to explain it to them, what are you accused of? Well, you're nuts. You're crazy. Our government would never let anything like that happen. Well, would they or wouldn't they? But they did. But see, you're just a nut for bringing it up. This is so fantastic. It is so in their face. They cannot believe it. And they carry their instrument of debt around with them in their pocket, and they don't even believe what you're saying, what you're telling them. You know, that's why I've mentioned many, many, many times, folks. And that's why we offer this at our direct cost. America, Freedom to Fascism does in a somewhat funny, and at times in the movie, a whimsical way, entertaining, but it gets the point across. You know, try this. Set somebody down and put a piece of cake in front of them, something sweet and delightful. Here, try this. Or stand there with the cat of nine tails and whip them raw to their bones or bare on their back. Which one would you take? That's why I always said that America Freedom to Fascism was a wonderful way to introduce people to the banking conspiracy and how their lives are really being controlled. Once you opened up that door, once you've opened that, then there's availability of more information to leak through and change people's minds, which are going to change their lives, which is going to change this country. By the way, if you want copies of these, please, folks, call the network. 800-724-2719. Order a minimum of 10 of these. They're only $1.25 apiece. Come label with a pretty little label on them. Start doing your part to educate our fellow Americans. The next time somebody's disgruntled at the corner store pumping that overpriced gas, or they've got the checklist and the wife is looking at the checkbook at the checkout counter and she's got to put a few items back because she just ran out of money. She didn't run out of miles to feed. She just ran out of money. Do your part, folks. We don't make profit out of this. But the profit will be immense in the education. And what would be paid back to us will be tenfold. Genetic engineering. There is another whole realm unto itself. That we've got corporations that are identifying and patenting DNA. that is not their creation, God's creation, if you will, not theirs, but they're patenting it. They may change a few things and say, well, we own it. Corrupting and weakening the population will make it easier for the conspirators to get the people to accept their conditions. Ways this is done include the media, the propaganda, the promotion of violence and sex, bad education and drugs. And depending on where you're at, you might even be getting bad drugs. Because somebody might have got a little greedy and stepped on it too many times. So you need to buy more drugs. All of which is easily dealt with. But they don't want to deal with them. Too much profit, too much corruption. You got the goods on somebody. Keep the money rolling. Unnecessary paperwork, duplication, excessive questions and documents cause time and money to be wasted. This is the job of bureaucrats, folks. You've seen it and you experienced it yourself. Government policies are advised by unelected bureaucrats linked to and influenced by the powerful. Newly elected members of Parliament or Congress are lectured that they must vote as the party dictates. You got to be one of the boys. You got to learn the way we do business here, boy. Otherwise, you're not going to have a voice on the Hill, are you? To protect their interests, the media is often give no publicity or bad publicity to good ideas or good parties or good people within a party. Ergo, Ron Paul. The reason why so many people are not aware of these things as the conspirators themselves control all the main media and education systems. Now, Ron Paul may not have made the best president this country has ever seen, but I'll tell you what, he would have been the greatest president most certainly in this century and maybe even last century. Not trying new and different things, but just returning to the old that was provable, time-tested, and trusted and valued. Ah, the days where men were men, women were women, and cars were cars. Government statistics. Let me take this call first, and then I'll continue with this. I'm almost out of time. Sandra in California. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, John. Thank you for all that you do. Yes, I wanted to encourage everyone to please listen tonight to Road Warrior Radio with Chris Hinckley. He's discovered through Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer, they've discovered a plot to release the bird flu at the Olympics and then to spread it worldwide. I don't know if you'd heard about that.
Yeah, I had an email on it.
Okay, and they had an expert on that tonight, and that could explain all the plastic coffins they have sitting at near Atlantic Airport.
I'm not sure about those plastic coffins. I read the stories and decided not to do it. Those coffins supposedly have just been brought up. They've been sitting there for a number of years.
Did you see the film?
Yeah, I did. I watched the entire thing.
Okay, well, I just wanted people to be aware of that possibility and to listen to that show.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Yeah, I saw the story. At any rate, history books, folks, history is being written by those that would hang heroes. And that's what you get. You want Nazi-style book burning? Hell, that's what they were just doing over in Israel. They were burning the Bible over there. You know, I don't remember ever seeing any book burnings or Bible burnings in Iraq or even in Iran, where we have Jews and Muslims and a bunch of different cults and sects and all kinds of things living together. Just amazing. Now, history books controlled by the conspirators do not tell the truth on why many events happen, and many of those facts are suppressed. The justice system, which is all, they should take justice out of the equation and just call it just us. That system is corrupt and unfair, or sometimes you'll never get a crack at even having a trial. Do you know if you're a U.S. citizen now, the Homeland Security just gave itself the authority, if you take a laptop with you on a business trip, or maybe you took a vacation, you just want to check your emails on somebody's Wi-Fi system, you come back into the country, they can take it from you, and they don't have to give it back. it's not your property, it then becomes theirs, because you could be conspiring with a terrorist group, and they'll just take it, and you'll never get it back. Confiscation of private property. We are in a system today. Here's the justice system today. We are all suspect. We are all guilty until we prove ourselves innocent. So say the tyrants that now run law enforcement and, of course, the just us system. We'll take the break. I'll come back on the other side of this. What a wonderful way to wind up a week's worth of broadcasting. We'll have to get Bob Hillman back. Get this thing on the straight and narrow. Gosh, I hope. It was almost like opening an encyclopedia, realizing I was blind and I don't know Braille. I'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
So I'm supposed to believe things like Bob Pastor, the American university professor that's been working on this SPP, this North American partnership, that it's just, well, it just didn't work, so therefore we're just folding shop. Now, and of course, Pastor stressed that I do not propose a North American Union. I propose a North American community. And you take a look at the SPP.gov. Promotion of growth, competitiveness, and quality of life. And, of course, we have our subsections, the regulatory cooperation to generate growth, the lower costs for North American businesses and producers and consumers to maximize trade in goods with whom? People that pay substandard wages or not a living wage? We got enough of that here. Thank you very much. These goods and services across our borders by striving to ensure compatibility of regulations and standards and eliminating redundant testing and certification requirements. You know, there's one part of this that reducing cost of trade. And Lou Dobbs just did a story on this last night. And it was about the peppers. Remember the tomatoes? Well, $100 million, the growers in this country, tomato growers, suffered because they couldn't sell their tomatoes because the vaunted CDC couldn't backtrack and find out what was contaminated and where it was coming from. Hell, I knew all along. It was the same place the contaminated strawberries came from. Because they like to use sewer water down there to wash vegetables. So it turns out it's the peppers and not the tomatoes, but they destroyed $100 million of the crops in this country. Peak tomato time, folks, passed. That's a lot of ketchup and a lot of spaghetti sauce. Well, part of the SPP deal is to reduce the cost of trade, lowering the transaction cost of trade in goods by liberalizing the requirements for obtaining duty-free treatment under NAFTA, including through the reduction of rules of origin. Now, see, this is a very costly measure. They have this in Europe, by the way. They got a problem. They can track back where the problem came from tout suite in short order. But here it took the CDC some almost 6 weeks to discover it was these peppers. My goodness. Go to the SPP.gov. Look at this garbage. Pastor, by the way, argued that the two were different in that the North American community would involve three sovereign governments to seek to strengthen bonds of cooperation, just as we had spoke about in the first hour. The European Union, the Asian Union, and the North American Union. But the SPP was not a deal that was built on NAFTA and CAFTA. No, we weren't pushing for a North American Union. Of course not. Pastor needs to be rode out of this country on a rail, tarred and feathered and lit on the way out of town. In his CFR article, by the way, Pastor called for the continuation of the annual North American Heads of State Summits and the appointment of the next administration, the National Advisor for North American Affairs. But this has nothing to do with the North American Union. And folks, I have just graduated from the Chinese School of Better Aviation. I am now a Chinese jet pilot. Coming up Monday, folks, I have got Tex Mars coming up with his new book. You don't want to miss that one. Tex does a wonderful job of tracking and tracing the miscreants and their symbology. I promise it will be a highly entertaining show. Thank you for suffering through with me today. I'll see you Monday.
Let me tell you why I